All right, Friday on DGS. It is coming up on 206. Dave out today and out next week. He is making the trek west out to Colorado, as he likes to call it, the promised land. And he'll be joining us a week from Monday. I should say rejoining us a week from Monday. So happy vacation to Dave. The rest of the crew is hanging out. And obviously today is kind of those weird, it's a weird sandwich day.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 4th of July falling on a Thursday makes Friday a little weird because it's not technically a day that everyone's taking off, but everyone's taking the day off.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I don't know that it's not like an automatic holiday for a lot of folks, but I know if you can just take one vacation day and get a 4-day weekend out of it, I know. Why wouldn't you do it? So it's a little bit of a weird day like that. Didn't mention it last hour. Should again moving forward. Cardinals got a new series tonight. They'll be taking on the Nationals. 5:45 is the first pitch. So our pregame coverage will start right around 4:45 with Matt Pauly. And Washington is... They got off to a decent start this year, like unexpectedly, because they're in a rebuild mode right now. They're going very young. But after a decent start, they've struggled here lately. They've lost 7 of their last 10. The Cardinals took 2 out of 3 from the Pirates. They are still the best team in baseball since May 12th. And I'm not great at math, you guys, but that's about 7 weeks ago. So for about 7 weeks, the Cardinals have been the best team in the National League, which is funny. It shows you, first of all, how deep the hole they were in was.
Yeah.
Because they're only 4 games over 500, even though you've been the best team in baseball for 7 weeks. But also that there's still so much season left. I mean, you're halfway through the year, essentially. You're a little bit past the halfway marker. And you're in a wild card spot right now. Things have been going really good for a good long while, but there's still more, right? You're not whole. Like, Lars Nootbaar's not been back yet. Tommy Edman has not been back yet. So there's still room for even more upside, although you're probably not going to play better than what you have for the last 7 weeks. That's a 103 win pace that they've been on. So, yeah, it's a lot. Anyway, 5:45 for the first game. And then you've got tomorrow afternoon. I think tomorrow is a 3:05. Sunday is like 12:35. And then Monday is 3:05. You guys.
Yeah.
I know.
You guys are okay? Like, you're going to manage?
Uh-huh.
That
I think
we
I'll
only
be okay.
have we only have an hour on Monday. It'll just be the first hour of the show. I mean, are you guys going to be okay with that?
Well, I figured we would all just stay and go into the other studio and just kind of do
just
a
keep
show.
Going?
Yeah, just do a show for
so
us.
So you mean pull a Wheeler?
Just don't stop talking.
Never stop talking. Never stop.
No, I think I'll be able to survive the 1 hour show on Monday. What about you, Andrew?
No, I don't know. I mean,
you gonna be okay?
Oh, you know what? We'll have to find it. It's going to be a game time decision.
just to play it by ear.
It's going to be minute by minute.
Do you guys talk to yourselves?
Yes. Oh, yeah, all the time.
Out loud?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I do it nonstop.
I think people who say they don't are lying.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's fun to talk to yourself. It's fun to, like, you know, have a little pre-conversation before you have the real conversation.
So at home, in the car, both?
Both.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it different
sometimes
now?
In the office when Dave is gone.
Is it different now with another person around?
Yeah, I have to wait till I'm alone to talk to myself. And sometimes I'll be like talking to myself and Kurt will be like, what was that? I'm like, nothing.
Nothing. How about you, Andrew? Do you do that?
Yes.
I do it. I mean, at this point, we have been together. My wife and I have been together longer than before we knew each other.
That's crazy.
So we're way past that. I mean, so we've been to quote unquote been together. We started dating maybe 30 years ago and we were 20. So, you know, we got a pretty good, there's a lot more on the together side than the pre time. And she's just so used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure I'm having conversations in the basement. I know this. I'm yelling at the TV sometimes when I'm playing video games and she's just so used to it now. But I will say I catch myself around here. It didn't happen today, but I know it happened the other day. Where I'm just doing my thing, where I think sometimes, what I do is I sometimes think out loud.
Okay.
I don't know, like, if I'm saying it the way that it makes sense, but I'm just thinking things out loud, and you walk around a corner, and you, like, run into someone, and you're just talking to no one.
And you're like, just working some stuff out.
And then you're just like, oop-a-doo-doo-doo-doo.
My wife does a really annoying thing where she will ask me a question, but it's really just her confirming whatever it is to herself. But she asks it to me as a question. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that.
Give me an example. Give an example, yeah.
I can't. I know. I shouldn't have brought this up because I can't think of an example.
Is she like, did I leave the stove on? Is it like
something
that?
Like that. Yeah. So, and I'm like, I don't know. You were the one that was using it. I don't know if you left it on.
She's like, shut up. I already have mine.
Yeah, she's like, I figured it out.
Is she actually asking you or is
no,
she just asking herself?
That's why it's obnoxious. She's asking herself, framing it as if it's asking me. And then the stupid thing that I do, if you've ever played a video game, you know that like a video game character will have like a dialogue with himself because he is the avatar.
They
got to
tell
the
story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so like I will think out loud to myself in the form of being in a video game or something. Like if a door's locked, I'll be like, might need a key for this door or something like that.
Oh,
like,
I do that all the time. You know what's crazy though?
I could get up there if I had a ladder.
What's so great though is, and great for me, I like saying some things out loud because sometimes things sound out loud differently than they sound inside your head.
That's true.
You're like, I have a good thought. I think I might say that on the radio today. And then when you say it out loud, you're like, no, maybe I won't. Or, yeah, that is how I want it to sound. Like
every thought I've ever had.
But what's great now though is you have cover when you're in the car.
Yeah.
Because everybody's got Bluetooth. Everybody thinks you're on the phones. You can just be like talking to yourself and it doesn't look crazy at all. And 20 years ago, people were like, what is wrong with that guy? There's nobody in the car. You think there's somebody in the back seat laying down? Because there's nobody in the car and he's talking like that. It's much better now.
People will be on their Bluetooth. Like today I was walking into the building and there's like a school or a business or something on the second floor. We're on the third floor. And I was holding the door for this woman and she answered the phone and started talking, but like you couldn't see the phone, couldn't see her Bluetooth, but she was clearly in a conversation with another person. And I'm just thinking, okay, like I hope you're on the phone. It was a little strange, but yeah, sometimes when you can't see the Bluetooth, it's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't do it in public because I like if I'm in a store, if I'm at, even at like a QT or something, like I'm not going to have my phone conversation in the store. I'm either going to be like, hey, I got to run in. Let me call you in like 30 seconds. Or I'm just going to step outside because I don't want to be like annoying to other people. But I also don't want to be distracted and not hear what's happening and not being, you know, not being focused on whatever conversation is. But man, there are some folks that like the whole world is their office.
There are some people I'm like, how can you be on the phone that much? It doesn't seem pleasant to constantly. I mean, just like having a very dry, normal, mundane, unnecessary conversation as you're like pushing the cart through Target. I'm going, how is this even fun? That doesn't sound appealing to me.
I get it if it's like I got to get something done and I want to do two things at once. Like I got to get that. As long as you're not being super annoying. Like I give this. I don't remember if I mentioned this on the air or not, but it was, what was it for? It might have been, it was right after I got the car from Skip, from Weber Chevrolet over on over in Creepcore, and I walked down the street because I was waiting for something. It might have been when they were doing the stripes and things like that, but I was waiting and I was just going to hang for the car. And I walked down to the McDonald's and I was going to have breakfast down the street. So I walked over there, sit down, so I'm sitting there eating and there is one dude who is basically set up in his office. He's got his briefcase on there. He's got his laptop out. He's got his phone in his ear. And he is just having meetings in the middle of McDonald's.
He's using that
just
free
having
Wi-Fi.
A meeting. I'm sure, which again, fine, good for you. But like, I don't need to hear your business deal. Like, I'm not that I care that much in a McDonald's. I don't expect like calm. I don't feel like I'm going to be going into a Zen mode in McDonald's. And in that same store at that same time, there were two ladies at a table who were having some kind of meeting. They were talking about something, but they were playing real, like their own music. There's already music coming through the speakers in the place. They've got their own little speaker on the table and they're playing gospel music or something. I think they were having some kind of meeting about church or something along those lines, but like all of this is happening at once.
That is never okay, by the way.
That's not okay. To play music.
No, you can't bring your own music into a place.
Playing your own music in a place, no.
It's also not okay to conduct business meetings like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's one thing if you have to take a call. Get it, you know, things happen. But, man, your car's literally right over there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand you want the convenience of spreading out or doing whatever, but, like, nobody else in there is there for your meeting. Have a little bit of courtesy. That person, though, falls, right, I think, to me, right around the same as the stopping in the middle of the aisle people. Like you're stopping in the middle of the concourse at the airport. You're stopping in the middle of the aisle at Costco because you got to get that sample. move out of the way.
Oh, I was that person.
Pull to the side. Oh, no.
I was that person at Schnucks like 2 days ago.
Oh, no.
I know. I was pushing my cart, and I didn't realize that I was blocking someone from getting through. And then, like, I got my apples, because I'm always buying apples. And as I pushed the cart away, someone had just been, like, very patiently
just
waiting behind
there?
Me. And I was like, I am so sorry. Oh, my gosh. I've become the person I hate. I've lived long enough to become the villain.
Rach, I was always the hero. Always the hero. And now I am the detested.
It was a somber moment. I felt horrible.
Well, at least, like, but see, that makes you not terrible, though, because you felt
bad.
But
I still did the bad thing.
I know, but some people do not have any regrets.
That's true.
Right? Like, no, somebody like, I'm just, this is what I do. I'm going to stop. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to talk to the person who's giving out the free samples at Costco and ask 800 questions. Meanwhile, there's 900 people trying to navigate around me in a crowded place.
I'm going
to
ask all the questions and then not buy the product.
And then not buy it, right. And they do that, too. All right, DGS on a Friday. Dave out. He'll be back a week from Monday. He'll be enjoying the vacation out west in Colorado. And we will all keep on keeping on in the meantime. So the rest of the three of us here, we've got George Mahey coming up at 4. Obviously, Cardinals baseball pregame at 4:45. First pitch is scheduled at 5:45 tonight. And then, of course, you've got tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. So it's a little bit of a weird wraparound series for the Cardinals in Washington, D.C. to take on the Nationals. I had something that I wanted to throw at you guys, and then I just lost it for a second there. Oh, this is what it was. Since this is a short segment,
okay,
let's be serious during the short segment.
Okay, that's fair.
it's a holiday Friday. It's like a holiday weekend Friday, so we're not going to be too much serious because we were a lot of serious earlier in the week with the Biden stuff and the debate. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to bring up the Biden stuff on one thing because I've seen a lot. Let me find this tweet because obviously the reaction to the debate blew up for good reasons. I mean, we talked a lot about it a lot, and you know, it's been all over TV and all over social media too. And I've seen people framing this, and I just wanted to run this by you guys, and because I think this framing is completely incorrect. But I've seen framing along the lines of why the suggestion is that the quote unquote political press went anti-Biden after the debate. And, you know, they're always pointing, these people that are tweeting, and it's more than one. And these are not just random people. These are people who cover politics. These are people that write for, you know, online publications, newspapers, magazines, and they're asking all these questions like, why did the media turn, quote unquote, anti-Biden? And then they would list all the things, the crazy things that Trump has said and done. And why are we ignoring all of these? And I think that the people that are asking that, and I'm curious what you guys think, are just missing the point of the reaction to the debate, right? I do think a lot of the people that, would you guys agree that the people that have been most critical of Biden coming out of the debate are actually people that want to vote for him?
I think the
conservative side, the Republican side, the MAGA side has always thought those things about him. And sure, they said them more out loud after that, but it didn't change their view. Right. That's how people have seen him. That was the point that the people that will not vote for him under any circumstances, this has been their game and the point all along. I think what they're reading as anti-Biden is more fear. Fear that if he looks like this between now and November, he's going to lose. I think that's the reaction. The reaction from the people that we're talking about, whether it's CNN, MSNBC, or online personalities or whatever, they're all people that are going where they're going because they're afraid he's going to lose.
I don't even think we need to examine why the press is reporting on Biden's condition. They're calling it like they see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're in a really dangerous place if pointing out what you see with your own eyes is suddenly anti-whatever. That's what Trump said his entire presidency was, the press is out to get me, and there were people in the press who definitely wanted to get him on every little thing. But for the most part, the press was just reporting on what was happening in front of them every day. Mm-hmm. Those COVID briefings and the whole, like, I'm going to inject sunlight and whatever. And then he's like, I never said that. We have you on tape saying,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So for Biden, it's like, why are you so anti-Biden? Why are you pointing out that he was sluggish and he didn't know where he was?
Why are you saying
lost his
you
train
saw?
Of thought? And he said, we beat Medicare. Why are you reporting on that? You're so anti-Biden.
Right.
That's really not fair.
Yeah, that's kind of right. This is the point that I'm making. Is I do think your point is broader and covers more ground. I think that's a good way to look at it, because all of those things about Trump have been covered.
Right.
They have been discussed, but it's not a shield for what we just saw.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean
you don't get to talk about what Biden does.
Right. People have lost sight of the word reporting. When it comes to the media, right? Like, there could be a question of why aren't you reporting this, but there should never be a question of why are you reporting, because reporting is simply this happened and we're saying, yeah, this happened.
Yeah.
So that you can be confident that, yeah, okay, now everyone is saying that this happened, therefore we can reasonably be certain that it happened.
Yeah.
And so if you watch Biden be the way, the condition that he was in at the debate, and then you say he was in a poor condition at the debate, that's all that is simply reporting the truth.
Yeah. Like,
that's not any kind of a bias. It's not being anti-Biden. It is just saying this is what happened.
Right. And this is where the job that all of us do. Now, we on this show, we are not reporters. Right.
No.
The folks in the newsroom, they're reporters. Michael Calhoun is a reporter. Megan Lynch is a reporter. Maria Kina is a reporter. Like, there's a difference. There's a reason why we have a line between entertainers and reporters. There's a reason why the newsroom exists separately from programming, right? We are different things. But no matter what, the position cannot be, don't say the bad things about the person I like.
Right.
Because that is exactly what you get in politics. And we're seeing it now from, you know, people that are mad that you're making Biden look bad. Like, no, nobody is. He did that.
Mm-hmm.
He looked bad. And people are pointing it out. And then following that up with, what do you do about it? Do you replace him? What are the options? Like, you have to walk through this stuff just like you have for all of those gaffes and goofs and weird things and terrible things that Trump has said. You have to play it the same way, right?
Absolutely.
Sick fun days.
Friday on DGS. I've done it twice today where I start talking before I turn on my mic. Twice. At least nobody hears it unless I bring it up, so why should I bring it up?
We know about it, Wheels.
Yeah, you guys know, and you know that I'm stupid, so that's fine.
No.
2:30 on a Friday. This is when we do the Sue at 2:30. Yeah. Sue Thomas is joining us.
Sorry,
Sue.
Sorry about that. Hi, Kevin.
How are you?
I'm doing really well. It's a nice day.
It's
a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's humid, but in the 80s.
Oh,
yeah,
80s works.
I'll take it.
80s mm-hmm. works. I can live with the hundreds and all that stuff, but it's just better at this point.
Yeah.
Like, just better this mm-hmm. way. Let's see. When are we looking? I'm not going to do a forecast, but I don't see, you know how our friend Dave Murray loves weather apps.
I don't see
anything more than 90 for 2 weeks.
That's exciting.
Oh, that is exciting.
That's pretty special for July.
My phone says next Thursday, a high of 82. Pardon me.
Wow.
Did you get awakened by last night's crazy storms?
I did not hear storms.
I noticed them this morning.
Or was it the night before?
There were the night before. There were some big. We had a lightning strike, I think, in my front yard. It was that loud. No.
Wow.
No, it wasn't. But it sounded that loud. Like, it was like, it shook the house. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It was the night before. See, this is why I can't show up on time. I don't know what day it is. When was it raining?
This is a weird. We've talked about it all day. It's just a weird day.
It is.
It's a sandwich day, and it feels like it should be a Saturday or a Sunday, but it's not.
No, it isn't. No, it is.
What should we do, Rach? What do you think? You want to do some fast food news?
We could do fast food news. We could do audio. It's really up to you.
Oh, my Lord. Can I take the pressure?
I don't know.
I think we should do fast food news.
I do, too.
Okay, let's do it. We like to do fast food news with Sue. It's fun. Tomorrow, is National Fried Chicken Day. I didn't know if anyone was aware of that or not.
That's good news.
You mean that's
July
not like
6th.
Every day that ends in Y?
Yeah. It's July 6th, 2024, National Fried Chicken Day, and these restaurants have deals just for you to take advantage of. Buffalo Wild Wings through August 13th. So for a while, they're going to be offering 6 free traditional or boneless wings with an online takeout or delivery order of $10 plus when you use the code GOWINGS at participating locations. So keep that in mind.
Wings.
Go Wings! Cracker Barrel on July 6th, rewards members can earn a free barrel bite bonus reward valid for their next visit when they order and pick up on July 6th any chicken item from the menu in-store, online, or on the Cracker Barrel app.
Mm. They got good chicken there.
I don't know that I've ever had it.
Yeah, it's good.
Very good.
I've only eaten at Cracker Barrel like twice in my life, and I wasn't that impressed.
Same.
I think a lot of it does depend on which one you go to, because the one by me, they're fantastic.
I know Andrew's a true believer.
Actually, there's two by me that are fantastic.
I've not been to a bad one.
Really?
I've not been to one that...
I've been to a bad one before.
Vastly exceed expectations.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Through the roof.
Do you ever shop at the Cracker Barrel store?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Some cute stuff there, honestly.
They got good candies and stuff there.
Absolutely, dude. They got good candies. They have cheer wine. You get cheer wine.
Ooh, guess where I went yesterday, guys? I went to Wally's.
You did?
Oh, isn't that crazy?
It was fun. And they, just speaking of like different
candies
and stuff.
Did you just road trip it?
We went to Lone Elk Park for the picnic.
Okay.
Wally's was on the way back. And he was like, why not? Let's stop at the Wally's and walk around and have an amazing time.
Did you guys get beef jerky?
Did not. I got some peach rings. And then I got a sticker book for my nieces that I'm going to share with them tomorrow. They have so much stuff at Wally's.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, if you need a gift for someone, just go in there and find something because they're going to have it.
They actually have a pretty stinking good brisket sandwich.
Really? Yes. I haven't tried that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've tried it. It's good.
Okay, fair enough.
Yep, they have a good... I mean, like, all the sandwiches I've ever gotten. Not that I've been there 100 times, but probably 7 or 8 times, because we drive back and forth to Chicago all the time, and there's one that's kind of the halfway point.
Oh, yeah.
So we get sandwiches and stuff there. Like, we will avoid going to the fast food places, because we'll just like, let's just get it at Wally's.
Just
they got good
Wally's
sandwiches.
All right, back to National Fried Chicken Day, which is tomorrow at Jack in the Box. Tomorrow, Jack Pack Rewards members can get a free chicken sandwich of their choice with just a $1 purchase. The deal is good on any chicken sandwich on the menu. Chicken. Pretty good deal. Pretty good deal. At KFC, for a limited time, you can get 50% off any KFC chicken sandwiches while ordering online or through the website or mobile app. Additionally, tomorrow, you can get a free Taste of KFC 2-piece meal deal with any online purchase if you are a KFC Rewards member. And finally, Popeye's is doing a free 6-piece boneless wings with any purchase code with a purchase of $10 or more made through the website or app. Sorry,
it gets
struggled
so
through
confusing.
That one.
Yeah, we've been there. When you talk about KFC, Rachel, I immediately go back to the time of the story that you told going through the KFC drive-thru in your pajamas. Will you please recall that?
Yeah, do you know this one, Wheels?
I don't think I do.
This was years ago. I went to the KFC. I'll just dox them. I went to the KFC on Grand. They don't care. They do not care about telling the story. I went through the drive-thru. It's like probably 8 o'clock at night, and I had just went and gotten a spray tan, so I'm wearing like pajamas. So I can't really get out of the car because ladies out there who've gotten a spray tan know you're just in no condition to like go into the store or something. So I order my chicken. They tell me to pull around and park, which is always makes me extremely nervous. But I went ahead and I did it. I waited for like 30 minutes. Dude. And then I ended up calling corporate or something. I went like full Karen mode. I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, well, you still haven't gotten it? I'm like, no. I wait. I was waiting for like an hour, which I realize is more of a reflection on me than on the restaurant. This is a Rachel problem that I'm willing to wait an hour for the chicken. But finally, I'm like, I'm going to have to go inside. So I go inside in my jammies and I'm like, pardon me. I think you forgot about my order. And they said, did you order the chicken?
That's right. Did you order the chicken?
I'm like, yes, I did. At the KFC, I did order the chicken.
Yeah, the thing that you guys make, that's what I asked for.
They did eventually give me my order, and they gave me one of those giant chocolate chip cakes that they sell.
Oh, those are good.
Was really good. I kept
the one
that
with
in
the frosting on it?
Yes. Yeah. I kept that in the fridge and ate it for a couple of days. And
that's probably worth it.
It kind of made up for it, honestly.
It might be worth it. Might totally be worth
but
it.
Did you order the chicken?
I'm trying to think if I've been in a spot where, because of what I was wearing, I wouldn't go in.
Well, you're a boy.
I can't imagine this occurred to you, Kevin.
I don't have any shame, so that's part of it.
That's what I'm thinking. Mm.
I mean, I've gone into plenty of restaurants like smelly, dirty, nasty from like coaching or whatever. So, Yeah, I probably just go in and
offend
people.
Well, I will say that I think restaurants have really just kind of lowered their standards because they have to.
Yeah.
I think you can pretty much go in at about any state now. I mean, any state of dress, state of odor.
Yeah, well, that part, like, that's the crazy part, right? Like, not crazy, I get it, but, like, you know, the cleanest person in the world can't go in shirtless, but the dirtiest person in the world,
right,
if they're wearing a shirt, come on in! Good to go!
You got your shirt, you got your
and
shoes,
I've only been one of those two people. I have never been the shirtless guy trying to go in.
That's good.
I have definitely been the smelly, dirty dude going into a restaurant.
You want some more fast food news?
Yeah.
Taco Bell has introduced new jalapeno ranch nacho fries.
Wait a minute. Jalapeno ranch nacho fries.
They feature the brand's crisp fries seasoned with bold Mexican spices and topped with zesty pico de gallo and a tangy and creamy jalapeno ranch sauce that's made with buttermilk, sour cream, red jalapeno, peppers, garlic, parsley, and spices.
Do you guys think sometimes fast food places go a little too hoity-toity with their descriptions of their food?
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful blend of Mexican spices.
Like, you're right. But
they're taco fries, man.
Kevin.
We get it. They're taco fries.
I mean, you're right, but it was kind of enticing.
Oh, yeah. It was.
It works.
Yeah,
but, like,
but so would the other one, right? Like, if somebody said, you want some taco fries? I'm like, yes.
But, like, my wife was
romanced more than that.
My wife Did you say taco fries? I said yes.
We're talking about, I think it was at McDonald's, their sauces the other day, right? And, you know, I love a fast food sauce. I really do. But she was like, something about the difference. And, you know, I know that I'm not going to like this one or whatever. I'm like, look at the first ingredient on every single one of these packets. It's high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
That's what you're eating. Like 9/10 of every single sauce is going to be high fructose corn syrup. And then there's like a little dash of something extra.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what differentiates them from each other.
You're pretty much right.
You're mostly
eating
the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It is pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not great. Which is also, like, in so many cases, totally not even necessary.
No. You don't need that in a sauce,
no.
Like is it
a preservative?
I'm sure.
No, it's sugar.
It's just sugar.
Well,
yeah,
I realize it's sugar, but does it act as? What benefit does it give?
I think it's just because it's cheap.
Oh, that could be.
And it makes things sweet, and people like things sweet.
Hmm. Little Caesars is offering Pepsi Pineapple in a new 20-ounce bottle.
That sounds amazing.
Along with Crazy Puffs, which we've had here.
Those are
stupid.
What are those, you guys?
Oh, they're so good. They're like little pizza cupcakes.
They are. Yes, they're stupid good.
Yeah, it's like it's like a pizza they've made in a muffin tin. On it.
Yeah.
Is that how you guys would describe it?
Yeah,
too?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like a stuffed one. Like
and it's all greasy.
Yeah, the
and
stuff
yummy.
Is inside there too. Like if you had like chocolate chips. You ever had the muffins that have like a little bit of like a little shot of chocolate inside or whatever? It's like that, but it's pizza stuff.
Pizza. The Pepsi Pineapple. Have you had this, Andrew?
I've not had pineapple Pepsi. I'm not a pineapple guy.
I think they only released it there.
Yeah.
Oh, just a little
Caesars. It is only Little Caesars, yeah.
Very nice.
I heard that commercial the other day on the radio and I'm like, do I need to go get Little Caesars to try this? But then they don't have diet, so I'm not going to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they don't have diet pineapple?
Yeah.
All right.
At the Little Caesars.
Thank you.
With your crazy. You're eating a food item called Crazy Puffs.
Thank you. Put it this way. If I get a diet, I can have an extra one of those.
I don't know about that. Eat the one.
I can't do that.
Oh, gosh.
Not on those things. Those are too good.
Two more fast food stories really quick. Burger King. I can't say burger today. What's wrong with me? Burger King has free burgers every Friday in July. So that's pretty cool. Every Friday brings a different flame grilled burger. Cheeseburgers today, hamburgers on the 12th, rodeo burgers on the 19th, and Whopper Juniors on July 26th. All it takes is a purchase of at least $1 to score the free sandwiches. And my final fast food news story, Sonic has introduced a new $1.99 menu, including the quarter pound double cheeseburger, chili cheese, coney, bacon ranch queso wrap, Southwest crunch queso wrap, a small tots, and any of the brand's 12 shake flavors for $1.99.
And they have a good shake
shakes.
There.
Yeah, they do. Their tots are amazing. Like, why are they good? Like, they're so good.
They're so good.
Is it just because we had them at school when we were kids and it just has a...
I think it's the fact that the entire surface is so crunchy, you know, and then you have the soft, fluffy inside of the tot.
my brain. So during the break, I was asking Sue if their dogs were bothered by fireworks. And, you know, they're all different, right? Yours were basically unbothered.
Mine are. The little Oscar, who's not that little, he's 49 pounds, but he will bark at the first couple if it's super loud or if it sounds like it's really close. And then we kind of try to shut that down. And then they're okay, but it's not fun.
Yeah.
You know,
but they're not freaking out.
They're not freaking out.
So we have one that freaks out.
Oh, boy.
Lucy is scared to death, and she's got the whole, like, her ears pulled back, and she's and that lasts basically all night. We go down in the basement, it's better. Like, when you go down the basement, you can close the office door, so there's a little bit of a barrier.
Yeah.
Much better down there. And then R2 wants to kill him.
Yeah. Oh, so he does wants he bark to go kill the him. Entire time?
He will when he first hears him, kind of like what you're talking about, and then he kind of starts to ignore. But he like, so they're the opposite, right? Big noise, something scary. She runs away. He runs at it. Like, that's how they are. And I wanted to ask Rach and Andrew, do your cats care about those things? Like, do they notice it? Do they freak out?
Not a fan.
So
she doesn't like it.
Does not like them.
Lucy has definitely noticed fireworks in the past, but she was fine last night. Okay. But I also didn't have like a ton of fireworks in my neighborhood or anything.
So I've never owned a cat because I'm allergic. Mm-hmm. I would have cats if I wasn't allergic. They're cool.
Yeah, because they're the best.
Yeah. I'd have both. I would be Dr. Doolittle if my wife would allow it because she's the sensible person. Because
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd have like 17 dogs and probably just as many cats. maybe a mini horse. It depends on if the mini horse would get along with the dogs.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure, that's the first important thing.
Yeah.
Will the mini horse get on with the dogs?
I'd be the dude walking like, you know, you've seen the dog walkers with like 12 dogs on attached leashes.
Yes.
I would be that. Except they'd all be mine.
Right. You'd be like, how much are you getting paid? Nothing. Yeah.
Nope,
nothing.
They're mine. I'm actually paying for this. Yeah. Because I'm stupid. Is there a number that's just too many?
I think it depends on how much land you have.
Yeah.
I meant like a normal... Either, like, obviously, in a city setting, it's going to be tough to have more than a couple. If you're in an apartment, especially, there's just not a lot of room.
Right.
If you're in a suburban neighborhood, I mean, some places have rules. Like, our neighborhood doesn't allow more than three.
Oh, is that right?
So, that's the rule. Everybody around us has three. We don't now. We used to, though.
I have thought about getting the dogs a cat, which sounds weird.
Yeah.
But a little buffer.
Yeah, just a little something.
So do they need policing? Is that what you want?
I just think it'd be cute. But I think that, I think everybody would enjoy themselves. But I'm not sure how they would behave. I think, I had a dog that wanted to eat a cat. And these two don't, I think. But I think it would exhaust the cat, their interest level.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Are they all the same? Breed, I mean.
Yeah.
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 So I think the cat could get away.
Oh, that's probably true. She could just punch him and...
Punch him and run. jump up on the counter like... Ah!